Out less than a minute, and already talking to spirits and punching ghosts. Way to go, Adler. That smooth voice did not belong to my best friend Jay. Oh no, I wasn't that lucky. The big hunk of man-meat Siobhan had been talking about was not my partner, but the Death Mage ABI agent who'd simultaneously saved my bacon and torched it. I swung my head to face Bishop LaRue, straightening my shoulders like I was going to have to punch him, too. Dressed in a criminally hot pair of jeans and a t-shirt that should be illegal in at least 5 states, Bishop held out a bag with a very familiar logo on it like he was warding off a lion. Ignoring his messy hair and scruffy beard, I met his cold, dark eyes with suspicion. But instead of punching him, like I had Hildy, I snatched the Sea Senor bag from his hands, opened it, and dug in. The prison fare was a step above cat food, in my opinion, and just the thought of that yummy bit of heaven made my mouth water. "Good to see tacos still work," he said, chuckling. "You need a ride home?" The last time he'd needed to bribe me, he'd done it with these tacos. Good God in heaven, I was a pushover. I ignored the ridiculously hot man in favor of unwrapping a taco one-handed and shoving an end in my mouth. My teeth crunched into the blissfully crispy half-steak, half-pork taco, and my eyes rolled back in my head. I had vastly overestimated prison food. This was the best thing I had ever eaten, and not a single soul on this planet could tell me any different.
"Maybe,"
I sat around a mouthful of food. If he were any other man, I might have felt weird about my rudeness, but just like Hildy, Bishop was on thin ice. Though, tacos were an excellent way to strengthen his footing. That taco was gone in another 2 bites, and I swallowed the yumminess before continuing. "How'd you hear about me getting out? Even I didn't know until today." Bishop gave me a sly smile. "A little birdie told me." I nodded, the answer dawning on me. "How is Serena these days?" Serena Kenzari was Bishop's partner and a certified psychic and telepath. She called herself an oracle, but psychic was just as good a word as any. Out of everyone, she had been the only one to level with me about what she could and could not say. Though Serena couldn't see me like she could others. To her, I was a big old blurry spot. "She's good. She says hi. So, how about that ride?" I let my gaze stray to the barren parking lot in front of the building. A lone, shiny black truck parked near the street broke up the desolate landscape of naked trees and cracked asphalt. A small cluster of staff vehicles were situated at the far end of the lot. I took a gander behind me to see if the building matched the unfortunate parking lot. I'd been blindfolded when Mariana brought me here nearly a year ago, and it was exactly what I would expect a haunted asylum to look like, even though I knew it had to be a glamour. Nothing says stay the fuck away like the threat of a good haunting. "I suppose you could give me a ride if you don't have anything better to do," I conceded, my tone only mildly petulant. I had to wonder how in the hell I was supposed to make it out of here if Bishop hadn't been nice enough to pick me up. I hadn't been allowed calls or emails, which I thought was bullshit. Even regular inmates got some form of contact. But not me.
"No, Adler,"
Bishop said, his voice a hell of a lot closer than it had been a few seconds ago. I whipped my head back to find him solidly in my space.
"I don't have anywhere else I want to be."
"Well, okay then,"